Justin, you want to watch a movie?
Yeah, sure. What you got?
What do you think about...
No, I saw it last week.
Oh, what about...
Not again.
Oh. How about this?
Wait. You want me to watch what?
So, but thanks to Lola Rent.
Sprechen Sie English?
What'd you think of Run, Lola, Run?
Ah, it was okay.
Okay. It's weird, isn't it?
It is weird, yes.
All right. So, for those of you joining us, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is You Want Me to Watch What? A podcast where Justin and I, friends for many, many years, have decided to start suggesting movies to the other that the other hasn't seen.
Yes.
Today we're watching the first non-English language movie that I've ever seen, Run Lola Run. I saw it in like 2001. Out in 1999. Run Lola Run, German film, begins with Lola getting this frantic phone call from her boyfriend Manny that he's messed up. He is some kind of bagman for a gangster, I guess.
A bad dude.
Some bad dude. And he was on the subway with the money. Lola is the driver. Lola was late because her moped got stolen. So Manny gets on the subway, loses the money because he sees some cops, and he scrams, leaves the bag. It's taken by a homeless man, and he's got 20 minutes to come up with 100,000 Deutschmarks, or he's going to be killed.
Yes.
So Lola says, wait for me. She hangs up and she runs to go meet him. She runs past, you know, down the stairs, past a man with a dog. She goes to the bank where her father is having a conversation with his mistress.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that she's pregnant. And then Lola bursts in. I need money. He says no. Because, of course, he says no to 100,000 Deutschmarks.
Yes.
And effectively says, I'm leaving you and your mother. I'm going to be with this other woman so I can be happy.
I'm not even your father.
I'm not even your father. He was a kook. A cuckoo. He died before you were born. All right. So she leaves empty-handed. Gets to the supermarket. Manny says that if she doesn't get there by noon, by the 20 minutes, he's going to go rob the supermarket because they do 200,000 in business a day. So by noon, they ought to have done 100,000. Yes. Because that's how that works.
Yes, that is how that works.
She arrives just in time for Manny to not hear her and goes into the supermarket. Yes. And so she helps him rob the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're running to get away, the cops catch them. She throws the bag of money up in the air, and one of the police officers, distracted, shoots her.
Yes.
And so,
credits.
Not quite. Cut scene of her having kind of an existential question, you know, pillow talk with Manny.
Yes.
About how he feels, what he feels, what does it mean to feel? And then just coming back, and she's laying there bleeding out and saying, I don't want to go. And the timeline resets back to hanging up the phone and running out the door.
Yeah.
She meets the guy with the dog who trips her and she falls down the stairs. So now she's running with a bit of a limp, running a little bit late. She still gets to the bank, but because she gets to the bank late, the mistress has time to say to the dad, even if it's not your child?
Yep.
Which causes all manner of argument and so forth. And because everything's so high tension, what does Lola do? She robs the bank.
Yes.
Gets the money and gets to Manny in time for him to hear her. He turns around, starts walking toward her, and gets run over by an ambulance.
Yes.
Irony.
Credits.
Nope, not yet. We get another pillow talk,
mm-hmm.
talking about what would you do if I died and so on and so forth. You know, the things that you do post-coitus.
Yes.
And so we reset again. Phone hangs up. Lola runs, meets the guy with the dog, jumps over everything so that she gets to the bank earlier. You know, but she doesn't trigger an auto accident that has happened the previous two times.
Right.
And because of that, her father is not there. He's at a business meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now she doesn't know what to do. That was her plan. She goes to a casino, plays roulette, stupidly, but wins.
Yes.
Because it's a movie.
Yes.
Wins, walks out with probably 130,000 Deutschmarks, give or take.
Yeah.
And runs into Manny, who had, because of some other events that happened, had gotten the money back.
Yep.
And she gets there in time to see Manny getting out of the back of the gangster's car, having paid him off, and them living happily ever after? Question mark.
Credits?
Credits.
Credits.
This is...
So many timelines, I'm getting confused.
Well, it's... this is one of those movies where it is very clearly 90s.
Oh, yeah.
In its execution.
Oh, yeah.
From the music to the kind of the flashing camera work, the use of the still photos.
Yes.
You know, that show up. One of the conceits of this is what happens when people encounter Lola, you know, in these three different timelines. And so there'll be just flashes of like Polaroids, basically,
mm-hmm.
of people's life going forward. So in some cases, people find happiness, in some they find religion, in some they, you know, discover BDSM, and
in some they die.
So, I mean, it's this very weird thing. It's ultimately a philosophical movie that argues the difference between free will and determinism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the idea is like, well, is everything just straight up, you know, is it determined? So it doesn't matter what you do, or are we able to change things? And the way that she interacts with the different people kind of influences that. Like I said, I saw it in college. It was just one of those things that it was at the right time to excite my imagination, and I still value the movie. But I recognize it's weird.
Oh, yeah. It's weird.
And the older I get and the more times I watch it, the more I go, man, this is weird. So outside of the word weird, what do you got? What's your...
I'm not going to lie. The first run through of mm-hmm. her 20 minutes...
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of bored
mm-hmm.
because it has this weird artsy opening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the game is 90 minutes. The ball is round. Like, okay. Then we get into the film and blah, blah, blah. And she dies. And I'm sitting there thinking, has it been 90 minutes? Oh, okay. We're resetting. Okay. All right. Oh, there's differences now. Okay, let's see what happens. All right. And then by the end, I was actively not... Well, I was watching it before, but now I'm like, okay, let's see what happens now. Okay, let's see what happens now.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to the end of the third run-through where Manny has given the money to the bad guy, and she's got 130,000 Deutschmarks, yeah. and... They meet up, and I'm like, there looks like there's still 5 minutes left. Who's going to die? What's going to happen? I was just waiting for...
Well, that's not a bad way to end a movie, then.
Yeah, well, because, so, the homeless guy that took the bag in the first place...
Right.
Manny finds him, gets the money back, but in exchange for his gun...
Yeah.
So this homeless guy now has a gun, and I was fully expecting him to show up and shoot Lola for
shoot
her money.
Both of them.
Shoot both of them. Yes. And so I'm just like, okay. Now there's other unresolved threads, and it's. Yes.
Well, what we've also learned over the course of this is Manny is not all that smart.
No.
Not only is he not all that smart, he's not all that wise.
Yes, there is a difference, and he's neither.
Yo, not terribly charismatic. I'm trying to figure out what his strong stat is. Maybe constitution?
Yes.
I mean, because it does take an ambulance running him over to kill him.
At almost full speed.
And he runs, and he chases down the dude with the on a bicycle.
Yeah.
So he must have a high con score.
Now, granted, the homeless guy's probably not in the best of shape, but it takes less energy to pedal a bike than it does to run.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Manny's got a strong constitution. Mm. In D&D terms.
Yes. So, the movie, like I said, the movie Run Lola Run, it's an art film from Germany, from like 1998, 99, yeah. Somewhere in there. And good, this is what I'll say. This is an excellent film for college kids.
Oh, yeah.
This is an excellent film for like 20 people crushed into a dorm room to have on the TV and to argue about for the next like 3 days.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
I am glad that you watched it with me, though, because I still do enjoy it. And it's kind of a fun one. But I don't have much else to say about it because, again, this is one of those films that you have to watch it to really be able to make sense of it.
Yes, there is a lot going on. And if you don't like subtitles, you're going to hate this movie because it is all in German.
Yes, except for some of the soundtrack.
Except for some of the soundtrack, but...
And there is an English language dub, but it's really bad. Yeah. Like, it's Samurai Pizza Cats kind of bad.
Boy.
I mean, it just, like, it might be accurate.
Nightmares. I'm having nightmares.
In the daytime.
In the day. I'm having daymares.
So, even though I'm the one recommended it, I'm going to say this is a cautious see it.
Yes.
You know, be in the mood for German art film. That's not gory, you know, and it's not, you know, it's not full of nudity and so forth. There's not a whole bunch of bad language. There's some, but not a whole bunch.
It's in German, so.
Yeah, everyone does sound pretty angry. No, the idea that this is a film that is going to appeal to a narrower audience than most of what we watch.
Yes.
Not that that's bad.
No.
You know, because someday I plan on having you watch Vitus, which is another one that's in German, but it's a small drama.
Okay.
You know, it's a much slower, steadier paced movie.
Yeah. I mean, Run Lola Run is very fast paced. It's got a lot of action to it, but the action is Lola physically running.
She does spend most of the 81 minute runtime just going, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. And so while it doesn't drag on because there is a lot of physical action going on, it is not an action movie.
No, it's not. So I don't think we have much more to say about it.
I agree. I like what you said. It's a see it, especially if you're in college.
Oh, yes.
If you like art films. Go ahead. Or artistic films.
Well, and I'd say this I'd still go ahead and argue it's an art film, but it's unlike the usual indie style art films that we mostly get. Yeah, usually when we talk about art film, we talk about the independent film movement.
Yes. So that's why when I said art film, I said, well, let's make it an artistic film instead, because art film automatically inspires some sort of image in your head, and this is not going to be that.
Right.
But it is not your typical film either.
It is not. You know, there's probably a whole genre of time loop movies that we haven't explored.
Probably, yes.
I mean, Back to the Future kind of exists as one.
Never heard of it.
Huh. It's a Zemeckis film. We probably ought to look it up sometime.
Okay, yeah.
But anyway, I think it's...
Oh, Jimmy Zemeckis? I went to high school with him.
Okay, for those of you, this is the internet and everything's literal. I'm pretty sure we're joking.
Yes, I, Justin White, am joking.
I mean, I've seen the Back to the Future trilogy on his shelves.
Yes, I own it on Blu-ray.
And I think he has the Lego set.
Yeah, you got me the brick heads of Marty and Doc for Christmas. They're at my desk at work.
So, I mean, we're just so we know what Back to the Future is.
See, I know.
Cool. Your turn.
Yes, it is my turn.
Awesome.
And you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?